Hey, and good morning. You're back with Rosie on the House, where it's our goal every Saturday morning for the last 30 years to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we do that occasionally by reaching out to the powers that be, big, powerful, and influential people that hold positions in our great state of Arizona that are doing the same thing as we're trying to do, is protect and inform you. We are very humbled and very privileged this morning to have our own Attorney General, Mark Brnovich, joining us. Mark, thanks a million for carving time for us at Rosie on the House.
Thank you so much, Rosie. I really appreciate you honoring me by letting me be on your show today.
Hey, you landed on my radar screen, and I looked at our producer for the show, and I said, just get a hold of the office and see if we could get him to come on and talk about it. I heard a commercial on the radio about the Attorney General's office advertising, folks, if you think you've been taken advantage of in the home services industry, contact this office. And I'm curious, are y'all seeing something in particular that's having you push that message out to the homeowners, or is it just a general outreach?
It's both. And let me answer that this way. And I guess this is one of the problems when you ask a lawyer a question, sometimes you get a long answer. But the first part about it is one of the things this office does, which I am so proud of, is we do a lot of consumer protection and we do a lot of fraud investigations and prosecutions. And so people sometimes think of the Attorney General, you know, we've done, you know, terrorism cases, or, you know, we sue drug manufacturers for false advertising, or, you know, we're pursuing Volkswagen now. But they don't appreciate that we do a lot of stuff that's nuts and bolts, helping everyday folks that feel like they've been taken advantage of. And as a result of one of our consumer fraud settlements, we had gotten from a manufacturer a grant, money that we could use to inform Arizona consumers that they have a place to go when they feel like they've been ripped off or scammed. And so we're really trying to get folks in town to know that if you feel like you've been ripped off, if you feel like you've been scammed, whether it's a, you know, bad used car, or whether it's a bad home repair, you know, some sort of, you know, handyman scam, that there's a place to go, and that's our office. And I always say, as the Attorney General, I'm the people's lawyer. And so I feel like there's a lot of folks like my mom and, you know, family, friends, they don't even know half the time what even I do. And so this is part of our effort to get the message out to folks that if they feel like they've been taken advantage of or scam, that there's a place to go, and it's our office, the Attorney General's office.
And it seems so ominous. Yeah, well, I think I got taken advantage of to the tune of $400, $500, or $600 on an air conditioning repair, but is it worthy of bringing the Attorney General into this disagreement or argument?
Well, Rosie, this is the thing, is that very often folks, or sometimes folks are afraid, or they don't want to waste time, or they feel like they're embarrassed by it, but if you are out there and you've gotten taken advantage of by a company, you know, a lot of times there's a couple of bad apples out there, and by coming forward and reporting it to the AG's office, it helps us focus our time and resources on going after the folks that are truly the scammers and the con artists, versus maybe someone that made an honest mistake. And that's one of the things about that we've discovered. You know, we've gotten more than, like, let me just give you a quick stat. We get about 15,000 consumer complaints a year. And so what we are able to do is we'll reach out to those companies to say, hey, we got this complaint. And very often the issue can get resolved, especially when it's the Attorney General's, you know, calling them.
I imagine.
And I've got a few stories about that, but I will. But the other side of that is it allows us as a, you know, whether it's moving companies that are disreputable, you know, we notice a pattern with sometimes there's one or two out there, and you see the same kind of complaints and you think, huh, there's something going on here. We need to take further action. And so it allows us to focus our energies and our resources on those bad actors. And so by getting those calls, getting those complaints, we know what's going on in the community because we can't know everything. So we expect the public, you know, to contact us. We want them to contact us. And, you know, we know that, you know, this time of year, whether it's AC repairs or whether it's, you know, monsoon damage, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, sometimes people would take advantage of people when they're desperate or, you know, they need something done in their house.
And reaching out to your office, I've actually just, since it came on my radar screen, I went on your website and I said, okay, so I was taken advantage of. How would I proceed with this? And y'all make it pretty easy.
Well, I appreciate that. People can go to www.azag.gov, and you can file a complaint electronically. There's also information there on the office phone number, so you can call in, and we have, you know, folks here that work on receiving consumer complaints from the public, and, you know, we try to address those issues. And so, you know, we're doing our best, you know, with what we got to try to be, you know, as I said, the lawyer for the people, sometimes the folks that don't have a voice or they don't know where else to go.
Now, homeowners, listen to what he's saying. They develop strategies based on trends they're seeing. If they're not getting the data from you, the homeowners, it's hard to establish proper and accurate trends for him to kind of focus in on. So don't hesitate, should you feel like you're being taken advantage of, to just register the complaint and ping him, and that gives them something to watch, and pretty soon there's another ping and another ping and another ping, and well, we've got a trend here. Let's see what we can do. And a lot of times it is just contacting the company and saying, you know, you may have one over-aggressive sales manager in this district that's maybe not following your core values quite the way you think they are. And we need to address that, and it gets taken care of. But y'all have got the Arizona Fraud Squad. You've got senior abuse. You've got the charity fraud. What do y'all do to stop people from giving money to frauds? You know, Harvey's is going to enrich a whole lot of people. Irma's going to enrich a whole lot of people. And there are people that aren't going to send a dime to the aid and the help of the victims of the storms.
And Rosie, that breaks my heart, because there's a lot of folks out there, you know, like my mom or her friends that, you know, grew up in a different generation that are very trusting of other folks, and they want to help out. They have a big heart. And so, you know, I try to tell them, I'll tell you the same thing I tell my mom, tell everyone here, that if someone calls you soliciting money to help someone, don't ever give them your information over the phone. Because first of all, you don't know whether, you know, it's really somebody, maybe a phishing scam or someone that's trying to steal your identity. And you don't want to give that information out, especially your credit card information out, to someone you don't know. The other thing is that even if it is a charity, let's say it's a charity, sometimes if it's not a reputable charity, you don't know how much that money's going for overhead costs or administrative costs. You don't know if that person calling is getting a percentage of how much money they're collecting. And so you think you're given, you know, $50 to help out the flood victims, when really, you know, half that money's going to administrative costs or fees and you know, percentages, and not enough of that's going to help the victims out. So we tell folks that, you know, you need to make sure that, you know, don't share your information over the phone. Go to a reputable charity. There's stuff out there, like, you know, you can go to the Better Business Bureau website. You can go to Charity Navigator, GuideStar. There's a lot of websites out there that'll help you with making sure the charity you want to give to is legitimate. And I know, in light of a lot of the hurricane stuff that's going on, a lot of the media here, a lot of the television stations will have information on their websites that link to legitimate charities as well. So just do your homework is what I tell folks. You want to make sure that if you're giving your hard-earned dollars to help people out, that money is going to help people out, and it's not going to, you know, for someone for a commission or a some sort of, you know, administrative cost. And if I can add, you know, just talking about charities, one of the cases we did while I've been Attorney General here that just broke my heart is about a year and a half ago, we went after a so-called cancer charity that was basically raising money, and most of that money, a majority of it, was going to pay for expensive family trips and cars and houses. It wasn't going actually to help cancer victims. And that's the stuff that you think, how can someone do that? How could someone raise, you know, money off, you know, people that have cancer or some other, or people that are, you know, really in, you know, dire straits.
Back to home services in particular.
Yes.
Did you see a particular trend? Because it seemed like the ad I heard was talking about the summer has a propensity for bringing in transient service providers and air conditioning fraud, air conditioning in particular. Was there something in particular?
We get complaints. Well, we do get complaints because anytime the temperature heats up, you know, your AC unit is working harder and it's more liable to break down. And if I can just give you one personal story, this affected me. You know, we had an AC unit we had bought and we had bought an extended warranty with it. The compressor went out this summer, and this is after we started running those ads. But the irony, you know, we said I'm a normal middle class guy that grew up here in Arizona, so I have the same problems most other people do. So my condenser goes out. So I call the people that install their AC unit, and you know they come out and they say, oh, it's your condenser. It's going to be whatever, you know, $3,000, this and that. And I'm like, it's under warranty, and they literally have all of my service records for the last 8 years. But they're like, oh, we don't show anything about a warranty in here. And thank goodness I actually saved the contract being a lawyer, I guess. And I was able to pull it out, and they're like, oh, I guess it is. You bought an extended warranty when you got this unit. And so they ended up covering it. And it was disappointing to me that I had to – luckily I saved the paperwork. But, you know, it's one of those things where I think that, you know, a lot of folks sometimes, you know, don't know their rights. They don't look at their warranty. And – So you get those types of situations, but then you get also situations where, you know, a lot of us, I'm not a handy guy, and I'm not very good at, you know, fixing stuff. Last time I tried to fix a plumbing appliance in our house, I spent 6 hours, and my back was all knotted up.
Yes, yes.
And I ended up calling a plumber, and he fixed it in like 20 minutes. So I learned my lesson there. But we don't know what's going on with our AC, so we trust these folks. We trust them to be honest with us, and most of them are. I just want to say that most of the folks that are, you know, registered. Oh, I should add that one of the things I always tell folks, we tell folks, go to the Register of Contractors website. Use a licensed contractor. I think that's important on big jobs, because that way, if something does go wrong, you have a resource, or you know, you have a recourse. But you know, a lot of times with AC stuff, we don't know what's going on, so we're relying on those companies. So a part of our job is to make sure that when folks come out, that they are being honest, that they are doing the right thing. And they need to know that if there's a company or there's a person out there that we get consistent complaints about, they're going to be in trouble. And so companies need to know that. And I know this is not entirely related to AC stuff, but I'll give you another quick anecdote. My mom was telling me about just last week. She said her neighbor was having a problem with their garage door. Someone installed a new garage door opener, and it broke like within a month or two, and the people, and she wanted them to come out and fix it, and they said, no, you know, we can't fix it, or we're going to have to pay for labor. She was upset about it, and my mom was telling me, her neighbor said, hey, well, you know what? I heard this ad. I'm going to call the attorney general's office, and you know, and she said the guy came over the next day, and they fixed everything. Everything was fine. And so just having sometimes that threat or these folks knowing that there's a recourse, that people are going to call our office and we're going to take these complaints seriously, is enough to make sure that people do the right thing in the right way.
Isn't it great that just doing your job every day creates a wake like that of people that are protected?
Yes, I like the way you put that. I'm going to have to remember that. Us doing our job creates a wake where people are protected. I like that.
Mark, I can't imagine what size staff your office would need to do the job you're trying to do.
Well, I am very, very fortunate that we have a lot of great folks that are willing to come here and work in public service. And, you know, when I'm a prosecutor by training, you know, I worked as a, you know, gang prosecutor here, you know, years ago. I worked at the U.S. Attorney's Office. And so, you know, I was brought up that we've got an obligation to give back and to protect those that can't protect themselves. And it warms my heart that we have so many people willing here to come work as investigators, as lawyers, as administrative assistants, you know, sometimes taking pay cuts in order to serve the people of Arizona, because you do get that great satisfaction you can't get, that a paycheck can't deliver. When you help someone out and they're in need, it brings a smile to your face.
Spoken from the heart by your own Arizona Attorney General, Mark Brnovich. Mark, we certainly appreciate your time, appreciate the interview. Keep doing a great job.
Right on, Rosie. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Well, that went a lot better than your last interview with the previous Attorney General, Rick Romney, the only time we ever needed to use the censorship tool out bad words.
Rick was colorful, that's for sure.
Mark, appreciate your time. It's very interesting. It's Rosie on the House. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348.